we were talking about some of the childhood diseases or just the diseases that anybody had, and
well, it was chicken pox and the whooping cough and the measles. And some once in a while you'd hear some folks having the typhoid fever.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't remember any, you know, real bad.
And what would you do to take care of it? Would you have to go
together? Well, Mom would always put us to bed and give us teas, and she used sassafras tea and different ginger tea and first one thing or another to break out the measles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the whooping cough, we just had to, she'd give us different things for that. It was mostly homemade remedies,
uh-huh,
and what she did. And whooping cough and the measles and the mumps.
Uh-huh.
And she just made us stay in bed till we got better.
Mm-hmm. What about
and
bad tonsils or appendix or something like this, what would they?
Well, now that is something that we didn't know about, appendix or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know. I don't think that people had that then.
Mm-hmm.
They may have some and died with it, you see, but not knowing what it was.
They didn't know about it.
No, they didn't know about it. No.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember about
your great-grandfather in the war, do you remember hearing about any of the soldiers getting sick,
what, you know,
if
they catch
or
get anything from water or anything?
Well, they had to drink out of the streams, you know, uh-huh, when they came. No, I don't remember him telling about that. He talked about that their feet would be bleeding, you know, from frostbite.
Yeah.
And they had, when they were in the army, they have to go barefoot. You know, they just didn't have, their shoes would be, they'd be having to walk, you see, so much, and their feet would get blistered and from so much walking. And they had more, he talked more about their feet and getting frostbite, you know, and all than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was in the, what was the name of the war?
Confederate.
Yeah, uh-huh. What about, that was your great-grandfather, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Grandfather, yeah. In that war? Or
no, my granddad was my great-grandfather on my mother's side, but my grandfather on my daddy's side was the one that stayed home. He didn't have to.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, let's see. What about, you said that there just really wasn't any kind of a social events or anything. What about when did you start dating or going out with
well, that was after I finished school. Yeah, well, you know, you're going to school, you know, you just have with the ones that you go to school with, you know, in the grade school, you had a boyfriend there, you know. They maybe walk with you home from school or something like that and carry you books. But to really date and have a date at home, I didn't until after I got grown.
What would you do to go out? Would the boy come to your house, or would y'all go somewhere?
No, we didn't go nowhere. We just stayed at home.
He'd come to your house.
Come back, yeah.